Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, style never goes out of fashion. That's certainly the case with vintage clothes. There is a growing demand for them here and around the world. So what's behind the vintage clothing trend? Stephanie King owns the Painted Bird Boutique in Auckland. That's a realisation of her long-standing passion for vintage fashion. And Stephanie's with me in the Auckland studio. Hi.
Hi.
Come in nice and close to that microphone if you would. Hey, good to see you. Tell me about Painted Bird.
Painted Bird Vintage is a vast...
Hang on. Come close to the microphone.
Sorry.
That's right. I'll put that up
there. There we
next
go.
To you.
Painted Bird Vintage is a huge collection of eclectic vintage that is from the 1940s through to the 1980s, and that's kind of where I kind of put the handbrake on. I have sourced from private collectors and from people who don't want their beautiful treasured pieces to go into landfill, and they would prefer that it goes to somebody who's going to caretake it and look after it and try to match a new person with it.
Yeah. So and so probably useful at this point to draw a distinction between vintage and op shop.
Yes. There's a big difference. I think I kind of put things into separate kind of categories of, you've got designer, which is, you know, whether it is old designer or new designers. Mm. You've got vintage and antique, which is, from my standpoint, basically 50 years and older. Mm. And then anything that is younger than 50 years old, I kind of see that as secondhand and thrift, and op shop is specific, actually, opportunity shops is what that kind of comes from. And that was charity stores originally. So it's kind of, I think it's kind of developed and morphed into something else. And poor old vintage and antiques just get lumped in with being secondhand and pre-loved. And they're really not. They're kind of, you know, everybody has different collections of vintage, but they're kind of, it's not really the stuff that people didn't want. That's a huge part of the definition of it. It's actually the things that people kept in their wardrobes, and your grandmother passed you things because those are their treasured pieces that have history and they have provenance, and you know, they were made, you know, to go to a wedding or some other engagement or whatever. They weren't just clothes, whereas the stuff that is predominantly in op shops and in thrift is mostly just clothes because it's predominantly fast fashion.
Got it.
So it's quite a huge...
How did you end up launching this store? Tell me about the dream and how you actualized it.
Yeah, I found, particularly on Auckland's North Shore where I live, that it was really, really difficult to find any really nice vintage. And as I say, you know, that's like looking at stuff that is from 40s, 50s, 60s and 70s. And you were lucky if you ever found anything in an op shop. So that means going to op shops all day long, every day, you know, and that's not easy to find. But I know that there are lots and lots of people like me that like vintage. And so, you know, there needs to be a store. And that's how it kind of started.
One of the joys of going to Los Angeles is going to their vintage stores.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
I was watching Mad Men last night, looking at all those old suits and thinking, oh, how cool.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And you should see The Way We Wore is a little mini series that I believe is now on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it kind of covers this woman, Doris Redmond, who's just an absolute icon in the vintage community. She has a store called The Way We Wore, and that was another inspiration for Painted Bird Vintage, because I wanted it to be a place where only the cool stuff is, and you can go and try things on, or you can feel things that are just completely different to anything else that you see in stores. and also just maintaining a real quality level rather than it just being, which I think it kind of used to be a lot of the time, was stuff that's all ripped and munted and, you know, and stained and things like that. They're things that people didn't want. So I just try to curate the stuff that people did want and the stuff that people have saved and left for generations.
What do you do about the problem of things going out of fashion?
Well, they're not. So I kind of have a theory that all of the stuff that is left is the coolest stuff because those are the things that were chosen at the time they were in the shops, or they were made because it was the best and most flattering style. Mm. And they wouldn't have lasted this long if they weren't like that. So they're not really ever going to go out of fashion if they're timeless, tailored pieces or made from fabrics that are, that's, you know, anything that's got microfibers, it's out of fashion. These are not things that are going to go out of fashion. They're colors and styles and shapes that are always in fashion. They just get tweaked a little bit.
How pleased are people to find your store?
I think really pleased because I think I have a different offering. I mean, at its smallest is that I probably have a bigger collection than a lot of people on offer. Another inspiration for opening the store was someone told me in a vintage / retro shop that a lot of the stuff that they had was for television and film and it was not for me. And I just thought, that's not really very cool to say that to someone who I only wear vintage and secondhand. And that's not okay to say that to someone. It's better to embrace that someone wants to wear what you have. Yeah. So, yeah, it's for everyone.
What are you wearing today? Not something I often ask a guest.
I have vintage leather trousers on. I have a retro silk and leather blouse on and a retro moving towards vintage leopardskin jacket on.
Great. You look fantastic. Tell me about the leather trousers. How old would they be?
They are from the 70s.
Really?
They were my mom's.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so cool.
Yeah, they're definitely from the 70s.
Is it growing? Is demand growing for vintage?
I think it is. There's, I think part of the situation is what do you call vintage? So I think when I first started my store about 8 years ago, I was Googling because, you know, you look to try to get as much information as possible. And it was 50 years and older. And nowadays it's 20 years and older. So you've got all of the idea that band T-shirts and somebody else's jeans
20 years
all,
ago was yesterday.
Well,
I've got pieces in my wardrobe that are 20 years old from
right.
the first time around.
That's right. So some people will call that vintage,
yeah.
right?
So you're pushing to expand that.
Well, I think so. Because
actually narrow that definition, yeah.
Yeah, those things that were created 50 years ago, they're still around a lot of the time. And for at least for the things that I've got, they're in perfect nick. So why would you get rid of that? It's growing because you've got all the youngies going, oh, that's vintage, and it's a, you know, it's an old T-shirt.
Yeah.
But the mindset has changed. So they're open to wearing things that have gone before and open to having other things called vintage. So it's not just granny chic or old man chic.
And so in your store, what's the age group?
I actually have from about the 20s to the oldest customer I had was 94. So that's what I mean about choosing things that are really specific, that are timeless. And it's how you put them together, which I love to help people doing that. That's how it really works. And it doesn't, you know, you can look completely current wearing all vintage. It's how you put the pieces together.
Yeah. That's not easy either. You need a bit of an eye for it, right? bit of a knack for it.
I think it's just kind of practice as well. Once you start doing it, you find that those clothes are a lot more fun and you begin to get a little bit more creative and you trigger your creativity and getting dressed like you used to when you were a kid. And you can revert back to that. And it's, you know, if you look at the advanced style ladies in New York with Ari Seth Cohen did a huge documentary on them. They just embrace wearing what you like, what makes you feel good, putting together a whole bunch of stuff that sometimes might look a little bit crazy, but other times you just look really interesting and different. And it's a huge reflection on your personality, what you wear. You know, you do get judged, unfortunately, on what you wear. So practicing your own confidence in choosing things that reflect you.
We sort of covered this, but where are you finding your vintage clothes that you are then selling?
I took about a year to find suppliers in Europe predominantly. So I went and chose things from private collectors there and from vintage clothing suppliers there because it's, you know, way more people than there are in New Zealand. And in doing so, because when you talk to somebody who finds that you value what they have, they'll say, oh, well, Steph, you know, I know this person. They might be interested in you, you know, and taking some of their things. So
yeah. This really is a dream job for you, right? Travel to Europe, look around,
Australia,
meet some nice people.
Yep, around New Zealand.
Good stuff. Hey, well done. Thanks so much for telling us all about
it today. Thank you.
Stephanie King is the owner of Painted Bird, which is a fashion boutique specializing in vintage clothing.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.